Welcome to Chuck Chat Freestyle. This is Chuck Tomasi with an audio blog, kind of a look behind the scenes, slice of life, whatever goes into this thing. If you're new to freestyle, I appreciate you subscribing. Whether you came to me through one of the other podcasts or Twitter or whatever it happens to be, this is just a little bit of peek, kind of an audio blog diary thingamabob. Those of you who have been with me for now into the sixth year of podcasting, dun-dun-dun, I appreciate it. Hey, just wanted to wish everybody a Merry Christmas one more time. I know that I said Happy Holidays and whatnot on the last podcast. Not sure when the next one is going to come out. Well, an opportunity presented itself this morning, so I'm here with your holiday wishes. Wishing all of you the merriest of Christmases, the happiest of New Year's, and Kwanzaa's and Festivus and Hanukkah and all that other good stuff. So it's another morning drive for me as I pull out into College Avenue traffic. And just update on a few things. This is going into the Christmas season, so the short week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday work week. This is Tuesday, December 22nd, 2009. Hard to believe 2009 is already over. Looking forward to a lot of things in 2010 with the book coming out and speaking in Florida at the HDI National Conference, possible speaking engagement in San Diego, maybe another one in Wisconsin in June. Looking forward to that. I don't think I've ever planned quite so far ahead on a calendar of events. Dragon Con is set for September. A lot of things falling into place in 2010, so very much looking forward to that. I really, really hope Julie can join me for Dragon Con. We're still waiting to figure out what her school schedule looks like next fall. This was a terrific, terrific weekend this past weekend, with just a few minor hiccups that I'll get to in just a second. The Saturday night, Donna and I went to a choir concert. If you're following me on Twitter, you know how that was going. Just wonderful. We have a local choir here called the White Heron Chorale. One of our co-workers used to be in the choir and had a couple of tickets. Donna and I went and just enjoyed it. Great Christmas music. They had, I think there's probably close to 100 people in this choir. If not, it's somewhere between 70 and 100. And they also had some people doing sign language. And it was interesting because they printed all the words to the songs, even the ones they sang in German or Spanish or Latin. They had the English translations right next to it. And then they either have one lady sitting on the stage doing the sign language off to the side, or at times they would bring out five people in robes that would come out in front, and I learned a whole bunch of new sign language. That was really neat. It was amazing how much I already knew from doing the motions at the kids' songs at Sunday school, but I learned a whole bunch more too. So it was very interesting, and it was also interesting to note that that some of the hand signs have more than one meaning. So they'd be saying, glory to God in the highest, and the word for highest is also the same word as heaven. So apparently there's dual meanings or multi meanings to these things. The symbol for cold is some of these things you see, I mean, you go, oh, well, yeah, that's what cold is, because what does somebody do when they're cold? They put their hands on their arms, and they kind of make that shivering feet, the shivering motion, or rub their hands up and down their arms. That's the sign for cold. So it was very educational as well as entertaining, and that's what I liked about that. So Saturday night was just beautiful. Sunday morning we did the first through third graders Christmas pageant at church. Always a riot. This is the highlight of my year for Sunday school. Not to say that it goes downhill from here, but there are a few things that top this in the Sunday school year. And I told Julie to remind me. I said, if I ever get stressed out that the kids aren't listening or doing what we want, just remind me of the Christmas program, because that's watching the kids practice. They started back in November, and watching them learn the songs, some of which I thought were very difficult. They mastered. They came through. They nailed the tricky parts where they had to do holds and rests at the ends, or that they've just been chronically messing up. They just came through wonderfully, thanks to the direction of Tracy Deal, our sort of impromptu kids Christmas music director. She's done a wonderful job for several years now. I always look forward to it, and they did great. The kids, when they get all decked out in costumes starting on Saturday, just look wonderful, and it warms my heart. But there's always something funny going on. We've got one kid in my class who sort of steals the stage, not with embarrassing stuff, but he was one of the readers. There were four reading parts, so there were four shepherds telling a story about Christmas, and he was getting into it. He's a little bit of an overactor. Who could believe we were going to see Jesus? And he was just throwing the emphasis on some of these words. It was funny to watch. And he was standing at the pulpit and had his hands on either side of the pulpit as if he were preaching a fire and brimstone sermon. It was just funny to watch out of this little 8-year-old kid. And during rehearsal on Saturday, he'd get done with his speaking part, and then he'd point at the piano like he was giving a cue or a direction for the piano to start playing the music, like, roll 'em. And it was wonderful. There was our other boy who was doing reading, was having some problems on Saturday. He took a script home on Saturday night and did a much better job on Sunday. We're very proud of what little Nathan did on Sunday. He lost his place only once, but there was Mason right alongside him, just off to the side of the pulpit. He'd reach up, he'd point at the paper and get Nathan back on track. So it was very cute. Probably the highlight had to be the three kings, though. The three wise men started walking down. I'm in the back of the church kind of prepping the kids and telling them when to go on. And about 3/4 of the way through the play, the wise men walked down the aisle. And I noticed that one of them, his belt was a little low, like practically around his knees. And I thought that was going to fall off. Sure enough, about 5 steps later, the belt falls off. He picks it up. And each of them are carrying, you know, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And the gold is in this little chest that Matt wanted to hold. And the frankincense is in a little, what looked kind of like a miniature bird cage. And then Eli was holding the myrrh in what kind of looked like a flower vase. It was kind of a terracotta thing painted gold, just to look fancy. And from the back of the church, actually the whole church could hear it, Eli dropped the myrrh. Crack! And the bass broke off. It didn't shatter entirely, so he was still holding what looked more like an amphora, you know, one of those old shipping vessel containers that they used to use on prehistoric Mediterranean voyages. They're always filled with olive oil or something, kind of pointed at the bottom. That's kind of what it looked like, a miniature version of that without the handles. And everybody's kind of cracking up on that. The shepherds kept dropping their staff on the hardwood floor up on the kind of stage area. So it was very noisy. Julie was up front, just sort of off stage helping with the kids, so she got a full view of what was happening close up. And I was in the back. And we had the angels dancing at the appropriate part, and I was in the back of the church dancing with them. That was very, very entertaining. And later in the afternoon, Julie had a high school choir concert. So she's not as involved with choir as she was in the past, so she didn't have as many songs. She had 3. I actually snuck in accidentally and did a fourth one. But huge choir. They had all the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders doing their various songs. They even had some 6th graders from a local elementary school coming by and did some songs. So that was a two-hour presentation. It's just beautiful. That, and all of that put together, just really set the Christmas spirit. It can't tell you how much I enjoyed that. There were another highlight is I got partial payment for the book. So the agent took their little cut, and Craig and I got our payment on Saturday. So I need to stop by the credit union and deposit that today. So I'll have a little bit of Christmas money. Help pay for the big screen TV that we haven't bought yet. Very good weekend. Few downfalls, real quick, don't want to dwell on them. Got a flat tire, it's been slowly leaking. I can used to be able to fill it up once every 2 weeks. Now it's once or twice a day. And that got on my nerves. So Monday I brought the van in, they found a nail, pulled it out, plugged it up, and rotated the tires. All of this for free because I bought the tires from this place. Very nice of them to do that. I highly recommend them. If you are an Appleton resident, Matthew's Tire and Auto on College Avenue. Actually, there's a few other locations that also have very good service. So, not that I work for them. I just like to recommend a good business. So, that's been taken care of. Made my little piece of stress this weekend a little easier. The other one, I got a letter Saturday from MacMall.com stating that my rebate was declined. And I went, that can't be. I thought it was because I turned it in late or wrong form or something. So I called them up Monday and they said, oh, you didn't return the computer. And I said, I don't need to return the computer. It said, didn't you get a smashed screen? And that's the reason why they didn't honor my rebate. I said, no, I had it taken care of locally. You didn't give me an RMA because I didn't ask for one. So they canceled that out and said they were going to reprocess that. So that's a few more dollars that will be in my pocket shortly. And then the final one was the bandwidth problems we had on Technorama Sunday night just before we started recording. 10 minutes before, all of a sudden the internet bandwidth went kaput. Craig and I couldn't even talk on Skype for 2 minutes. So recording a show, live stream, video feed, that was all out. Was not going to work. As a substitute, Craig rolled the Friends in Tech Christmas special, A Geek Christmas Story, into the feed, and then released it on Monday, and everybody enjoyed that. So I called Time Warner, we got the internet issue resolved, and had enough bandwidth to do our Technorama network show on Monday night. A few people had joined us in the chat room. We appreciate that very much for an off day. And then we'll get the regular show recorded on Wednesday. Craig's got family commitments, so this will be one of the few times I get to produce the regular show. So, got a bit of a surprise for him at the end of that. That'll be fun. Hoping that John Bell from Bells in the Bad Free can come through with a certain sound effect that he uses that is just totally appropriate that I'm going to put on the end of the show. Special thanks to Phil Clark and Mike Lingefelter for sending an audio clip that's going to be kind of a year-end cliffhanger, and we'll have to see where that goes in 2010 for Technorama. Having a lot of fun with that. Snow on the way, not sure how that impacts our travel plans. We are going to be around for Christmas, and then Christmas Day we'll be going to Donna's parents, my parents, seeing some family, hopefully getting a little downhill skiing. Haven't done any in a couple of years. Looking forward to doing that. So I am nearly home. nearly at work. So I'm going to sign off while I try to make the final couple of turns. Again, thank you everybody for being there, for being a freestyle listener, for the other podcast, for lending me your time, and best holiday wishes. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and any other holidays or events you might be celebrating. 101.